False Teacher Tuesday. Listen to how it snuck its way into the church, the elevation of man, all the way to you have the power, you have the authority, you have the ability to make things happen. Here's Joel Osteen. That's what he's preaching.
And that's why it's so important that we not give these negative thoughts the time of day. We've got to immediately get rid of them. If you went home today and you noticed that there was a rattlesnake over in the corner of your living room, you wouldn't just think, well, I'll get to that a little bit later. Let me watch the rest of the ball game. Let me get a bite to eat. Then I'll deal with that. No, you'd have a fit. You'd call 911. You'd get a gun. You'd do anything you could. Why? Because something harmful is in your house. Something destructive.
Boy, it's so ironic that he says stuff like that.
You'd immediately do something about it. Well, these negative thoughts that the enemy feeds our minds may not be a rattlesnake, but they can be just as harmful, just as destructive. And if we don't immediately get rid of them, they can end up causing us all kinds of problems. They can even steal our destiny.
They can steal our destiny? What does that mean, sir? Let's ponder for a moment. Where's this going? Okay, so let's just say we agree, sir. We shouldn't be dwelling on negative things. Different motivation, different reasons. But okay, let's find that area of agreement. What should we be dwelling on and why? Let's see if he can figure that out. Let's see if his conclusion is the same as what should we be dwelling on? God, his amazing grace, his amazing kindness, his sovereignty, his power, his majesty, his goodness, his faithfulness, his majesty. And so that we can understand who he is, what he requires, so that we can die to self, live for him, from him, so that we can bear fruit and he can be glorified. I wonder if we end up in the same place.
We need to have that same aggression, that same sense of urgency, as if we're dealing with a harmful snake. That thought comes to your mind that you're never going to make it, you don't have any kind of future. Don't sit around and think about that and dwell on it day after day. If you do that, before long, you'll start thinking, yeah, you know what, I don't have much of a future. I don't know how I'm ever going to pay all my bills. I don't know how I'm going to get out of these problems. College is so expensive. On and on. No, that's just like letting that rattlesnake wander around your living room.
Can I interject? Yesterday we had a conversation that I'm guessing annoyed some people. I was critical of a song that is being played on Christian radio all over the country. And you can disagree. That's okay. We're not going to split fellowship over yesterday's conversation about a song on the radio. However, listening to this, if you were listening yesterday and you disagreed, can you at least grant me this? Why it is that I get so hypersensitive and concerned when you hear these semi-Pelagian anthems to self, these lifting up of self? Do you hear it coming out of this guy and how dangerous it is? And how unbiblical it is, and how it robs God, and how prevalent it is, and how wrong it is. Can you at least understand how when I hear any whiff of this, I get hypersensitive because it's wrong, and it's leading people astray, and it's supporting false teaching, false doctrine, a false motive for believing in Jesus Christ, and it might end up with somebody being in hell? Can you at least understand why I get so hyper-picky about stuff that just even smells like it's man-centered and not God-centered?
You've got to view it as harmful, and you've got to immediately get rid of it. Friends, when we are passive, and when we just dwell on these negative thoughts, all we're doing is opening up the door for trouble. Job said, "The thing I greatly feared came upon me." In other words, he was saying, all these things that I constantly thought about, eventually, they became a reality in my life. And that's just what the Scripture says in Proverbs. As a person thinks in his heart, so he will become.
Hold the phone, Henrietta. Job did not experience bad things because he willed it or thought it or had negative thoughts and it happened. Hold on 1 minute. Have you read the book, sir? I know. You went to Oral Roberts University for a year, so you probably didn't get to that one. In the very beginning, it makes it very clear what's going on. The whole thing is about God being glorified. That's the whole point of it. Satan approaching God, however that works, approaching God and saying, I think I can take down your servant. And God says, I don't think you can. Go ahead, give it a go. So that ultimately God would be glorified, as we see in the last 5 chapters of the book. Not because Job thought it would happen and it did. Second of all, what was that proverb that he just quoted? that somehow, if you make it happen out of your heart, that it's going to be so. No, sir, you've got the order backwards again. Out of your heart, how your heart is, what it is the way you're going to act and the way that you're going to speak. Not vice. You don't speak it and make your heart so. He's got it backwards, and he's got a horrible hermeneutics.
And unfortunately, it works in the negative just as well as it works in the positive. Let me ask you today, what's going on in your mind?
Annoyance? Concern? That 20,000 people are going to your church and hearing this, and they are never hearing the correct gospel, and that they're tricked into thinking that they're saved because you call them a born-again Christian when they never hear about sin, righteousness, and judgment, but instead that they've got the power to control their destiny? That's what's going through my brain right now, sir. This should terrify us. People are going to go to hell because of this man's teaching. And teaching like this. Man-centered versus God-centered. Talk the walk on AM 980, False Teacher Tuesday.